This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hello, Zach and Laura here. You're listening to Marriage Therapy Radio. Today on the podcast, we are talking about social media. Specifically, what do you do with social media after a breakup? Or do you just break up with social media? It's an interesting topic. I enjoyed it because I didn't grow up in the age of social media, so I have a lot to learn. Also, in this episode, there's a genuine wait for it moment. Laura shows us what her true colors are when she has low blood sugar. It's at the end. Stick around.
Did I tell you that I got a truck?
You did. You sent me a picture of a red truck.
Yeah, baby. I'm a truck driving woman. I roll those windows down. I let the air flow through my hair. Let my guns out the window, meaning my biceps.
Yeah.
It feels good driving a truck. It makes all those truck noises. It like off gases.
What kind of truck is it?
A Ford F-150.
This episode of Marriage Therapy Radio brought to you by Ford.
Oh man, ladies, I think there's nothing more attractive than a woman that can haul things with a truck.
Right on. Can you haul things though, or do you just have a truck?
Absolutely. Okay. You know what? When I start to get down on my husband, like I never get what I want, I just remember that he let me get a truck, a camper, and a dog all in 1 year.
You got whiskey.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. His name's Dash. It's not whiskey. I did not get to name my dog Whiskey.
That dog is always going to be Whiskey for me because I think it's not cool that your dog's name is Dash.
And because the original dog's name was Dash.
Right. And so in case we haven't caught you up on this story, what happened was Laura and her family picked out a dog and they had a picture
of it.
Put a deposit on it, named it Dash.
Yep.
Then they got an email that said that the dog unexpectedly died or something.
Yes, but we have another story. We choose to believe that they were offered more money. It was a Christmas puppy, and we were picking him up after Christmas. So we choose to believe that they just sold the dog out from underneath us and said, here's your deposit back. The dog died.
So they go get a different dog, which they named Dash. And I don't think that's cool. I don't think you're allowed to do that. You can't have
two. You get to do whatever you want when you have a four-year-old, whatever you want. We never told Holden anything about the original dog. My guess is he probably thought that this dog was the same exact dog.
So you lied to your child.
That is the epitome of good parenting right there, is you just lie just to get through.
Well, I'm going to forever call that dog 2.0.
Okay. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. So here's what we're talking about today. Although I'm kind of curious, is there anything new or exciting happening in your life?
My life?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Your hair's getting long. That's kind of new and exciting.
I'm kind of going for it.
Do it.
Yeah. I've been kind of obsessed with this YouTube guy who does magic tricks. Cause I'm into it, you know, but I was like, I like that dude's hair. So I've been trying to figure out if I can get his hair, but you know who hates my hair?
Your wife,
she
told me that 2 weeks ago, which means that she's still hating your hair.
Yeah, she did. And Lawrence hates my hair too.
No.
Yeah. He was like, fix your hair. It's like, mm-mm, not doing it.
Well, I like your hair. I like the picture that was posted of you being a wild man at the conference.
You saw that?
So that's two episodes in a row that you have talked about Lawrence. Is there something that I need to know? Do you have like a man crush?
Lawrence is my work wife.
Oh, I thought I was your work wife.
No, not at all. I don't know. Lawrence is my work wife. We even shared a hotel room. It was fun.
That we will not be doing. Although I have been trying to, you guys, I've been trying to get Zach to come down to Salt Lake so we can have an intensive
planning
where
session,
we just like a planning where we just like sit for 2 days. Maybe we can go up to, we can go to Park City and we can go to a brewery like old times and we can just plan out our business. It would be great.
Like on a whiteboard or something, like on a big,
yes,
like butcher paper, yes, and drawing things.
Exactly. Yeah. We can write, we can decide we're going to write a book together, but no, he has not confirmed with me, but he has plenty of time to go see Lawrence, his work wife up in Vancouver.
It's true.
Totally fine. Yeah. I'm not hurt at all by that.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. That does. Hey, right. By the way, that doesn't mean we're breaking up.
What do you mean?
I'm just trying to tee you up there, Lala,
sorry.
It doesn't mean we're breaking up.
Okay, here's what we're talking about. You're trying to segue. I get it. You guys, I could not be more excited to announce the relaunch of the Marriage in Motion online relationship training course. So many of you have been emailing and asking when registration will be reopening. Well, ta-da! The time is now. Marriage in Motion teaches the science of successful relationships. And in this online course, you'll acquire the insights and develop the skills that are necessary to elevate the trajectory of your relationship, all without the time and cost of traditional therapy. So included in the course are 16 video lessons and their corresponding activity sheets. Look, we love that you are faithful listeners of the podcast, and we know that true growth and change occurs when you take action through incremental and intentional behaviors that build hope, confidence, and momentum in your relationship. And that's why great relationships aren't just learned, they're earned. So to celebrate the reopening of the registration for Marriage in Motion course, we have dropped the price $100. So now the course, the entire course, is only $297. I want you to think about where your relationship will be a year from now. It's your move now to a better relationship today than it was yesterday. So go to register at www.forbetter.us. That's forbetter.us. I wrote an article for Thrive Global. So Zach and I are both writers. We get requests to be experts on certain topics. And this one was a request from Thrive Global that basically said, here's what's going on. My boyfriend and I broke up. We broke up amicably, but I don't know what to do about social media. And I think that that's great because there's a lot of gray area. At least there was probably more gray area 10 years ago. But for the most part, people have it figured out. But what do you do when you break up with a partner? And let's just say you're breaking up amicably. Like you still feel kindly toward that person. Mm-hmm. What do you do about social media? What do you do about the fact that his mother follows you on Facebook, mm-hmm, and his grandmother and his sister? And not just boyfriend and girlfriend. Let's talk about marriages. What do you do when you have a divorce? What do you do with your social media accounts? I wrote this article. I already have opinions. I'm more interested in your opinion, Zachary Brittle.
Well, I think, again, it's just, it's going to sound like a broken record, but I think it comes down to agreement. In general, though, I believe that you ought to have just really clear boundaries after you break up, you know, and social media blurs those boundaries. And so what you may need to do is take a period of time where you just kind of agree to take a break, you know, I mean,
take a break totally, like what I did last month.
No, just from each other. Off. I mean, it's like,
okay,
so here's a really easy example, which is just a couple weeks ago was the NFL draft, and the Arizona Cardinals took a quarterback with the first pick. And the previous year, they had taken a quarterback with the 10th pick. So now they had two sort of first round starting quarterbacks on their team. And it was apparent that one of them was that the older quarterback, the second year quarterback, was going to get traded, Josh Rosen. So he basically just unfriended the Cardinals. He like just stopped. They broke up and he took them on. He just stopped following them. And he said, "Hey, I wish you the best. I love my teammates, but I'm going to go be a Miami Dolphin now." It was really classy, actually. And to me, I used it actually with clients the other day because we were talking about this very topic. And I just said, you might just need to just walk, just unfriend, walk away, create a boundary, wish them well. Mm-hmm. But he didn't want to see pictures of the Cardinals celebrating their new quarterback, mm-hmm. you know, in the same way that your ex-boyfriend's not going to want to see pictures of you with your new yes. girlfriend, you know?
Yes.
I think I did that right.
Agreed. Okay. You lost me just a touch because I'm not following the draft, although football is my absolute favorite. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, I was the football secretary in college for 3 or 4 years. That's how I paid my way through college.
And because the Me Too movement hadn't started by then, they used to call you the sexretary.
Sexretary, because I was sexy, not because I was putting out sex.
And also because they were harassing you, because they were exercising male privilege.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Hashtag. Okay, so I agree. And even in this article, people like numbers, right? You tell them, take a break, like unfriend your, I just said 6 months. I think 6 months is a great amount of time in order to allow yourself to unfriend your significant other and say, I'm not going to follow you. I'm not going to follow. And here's another thing. If there are friends that are constantly posting photos of your partner, like if you're friends with his best friend, maybe just let his best friend know, I'm just going to unfollow you for a while just because it hurts too much to see new photographs. And I'm going to allow myself some time to heal because you can't have a breakup if you're constantly being re-triggered or pulled back into that cycle of constantly mm-hmm. seeing your significant other.
Sure.
And I also think this one happened to me when I was in college. I felt like my boyfriend was getting over the breakup much faster. This is in MySpace times. Because he was so happy. He was posting all these pictures of him being really happy and dating other people. And it had only been, I don't know, a month or 2 months. Didn't matter how long it had been. In my eyes, he was too happy. And nobody's ever going to post pictures of them lying in bed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, eating a pint of ice cream, crying with mascara down their face. Mm. Nobody is ever going to do that. So it's just an unrealistic picture, mm-hmm. right? Like sure. Social media is just like a highlight reel of your best times. Yeah. And it's just going to hurt to see your partner posting these pictures.
Yeah.
Plus when you break up, everybody loses a little bit of weight and they always look a little bit better.
Mwah. Yeah. I don't know if that happens exactly, but
no, a lot of people do. It's breakup weight.
What do you think about this whole thing about the parents? There's a great, I think one of the greatest stand-up bits of all time, stand-up comedy, is by a guy named Ian Carmel. And he talks a little bit about this. He's on Netflix somewhere. Maybe I'll put it in the show notes or something. But this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio brought to you by Netflix and Ian Carmel.
Or Ian Carmel, yeah.
But he does a bit about this where he's like still – he said, I broke up with my girlfriend. I totally forgot to unfriend her mom.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Mm-hmm. And then like her mom kept commenting on things and he didn't know what to do. He was like, I don't know what to do. Like, that's not part of the deal, Linda, or whatever it was.
I think that it could be absolutely fine, especially if you're breaking up amicably, to just send a note to people who you're going to unfriend. And I know some people are uncomfortable. I like to be up straight up and just say, hey, I just wanted you to know that I adore you. I've always enjoyed our relationship. And even though, you know, we broke up, I still want to be in contact with you or whatever, but I'm just going to unfriend you from Facebook for 6 months and then we'll just see where it goes. It's not about you. It's about me. And because some people can take it really personal when you unfriend them. Personally, I wouldn't notice because I just have so many Facebook friends.
Jeez, you're something else. I have, I never have more than 365 friends. So if I get like a new friend request, I got to go fire somebody and I never tell them.
Is that true?
It's true. Yeah.
Just a little bit of your OCD showing up
right on
Facebook.
Yeah.
Just a touch.
Yeah.
Wow. That is fascinating. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another thing.
I've got a pretty, my Facebook friends list is pretty well curated at this point.
Pretty tight.
I mean, it's just people that I either am actually interested in or that they laugh at my dad jokes, you know? So that's a good way to never get fired as my friend is to just thumb up my dad jokes.
Okay. All right. Maybe that's why Lawrence and you are such good buddies is because he likes your dad jokes.
He does like them.
Okay. Lawrence probably has 364 friends. That's probably why he's so kind to you. Okay. What are some other boundaries that you would establish? Here's another thing. What do you do about pictures? Mm. All the past photos. So you can unfriend your ex, but now you still have a whole host of photographs from your social media page. Pictures of you together.
So look, I'm kind of an old guy. I don't really use a lot of social media. I mean, I'm on here, but I don't, let's see.
He can't talk and do this at the same time
because
what he's
Lawrence
doing.
Lawrence has 766 friends.
So he's literally, the reason why you're stumbling over your words right now is because you're staring at your computer screen. I can tell that you are looking at social media.
At my work
focus.
Wife. I'm staring at my work.
Focus.
Wife.
Well, hey, there's another work wife here.
No, listen. Do they have like folders on Facebook? Can you like put your pictures in a folder and just be like, I'm going to put them in over here and just kind of not have them be that important? But this is a weird thing. Pictures are weird. I just, you know how Rebecca and I lately went through this like Marie Kondo thing where we're trimming up all this junk in our house? It's weird to go through
mostly
photo.
Rebecca, but then one day you decided you were going to join in.
Oh, I was scheduled. I got I got calendared.
It's a good woman. She knows how to make it happen.
Do you know what happened? My set of the bed is now spotless.
Take a picture. It didn't happen.
She made me clean up my side of the bed finally, and I was like, "Whoa!"
What did I say? I said, my guess is that she does care. You said she doesn't care. That's my side. Mm. She doesn't even see it, but she did care.
She did care. And now it's spotless. Okay. Hey, but what I was saying is pictures are weird because we were going through photo albums. And of course there's like, I mean, pictures of me with my high school girlfriend, my college girlfriend, your prom pictures, you know, New Year's Eve parties, just, I mean, and they're actual pictures, right? They're actual pieces of paper that have images on them. I don't know if you're old enough to remember those days, but
I don't know. No.
So I was torn about whether to throw stuff out because what memory are you hanging on to? You know, like how awesome was it that you got to make out with that girl or how awesome was it that that boy took you to, you know, Tolo? I think, no, don't girls invite to Tolo? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But, like, what are you hanging on to? What's the purpose? Because I think my inclination while cleaning up pictures was to go, oh, I wonder what she's up to. I'm going to track her down or I'm going to give her a call or shoot her an email. Or in some cases, I took pictures of them and I'm still friends with some people. So I just text them and they're like, holy cow, it is an odd thing.
Well, I think it's the process,
especially in
personally.
The digital age.
Yeah, in the digital age, because there's a message that you're sending to yourself, you're sending to your ex, and you're sending to the world about the process of how you clean up your social media page after breakup. You either immediately cut them out from your life. It's like they never existed. So you take every picture that you ever had taken together, all the group photos, including like birthday parties and other celebrations that you went to that your ex happens to be in, and you delete it all. And you unfriend them from your life. You unfriend every mutual friend. Boom. Like you are now, it's like that person never existed. That is complete and total cutoff. Do I think that that is the best option? No. Do I think that there's times in relationships where cutoff is necessary, absolutely. If you're in an abusive relationship or there are reasons that you need to cut off from somebody, you bet. But if you're splitting up amicably, or let's say you're splitting up and you share kids, and this is the case of a divorce, what is the message that you're sending to yourself, to your ex, to the world about this relationship? And like what you said, I think that you should have a conversation about it because this could be an opportunity to just continue to put salt in the wound. So if you could say, here's what I think we should do. I think that we should probably unfriend each other for 6 months. I think that I'm going to go through and I'm just going to take down some photographs. I'm going to store them on my hard drive, or I'm going to store them somewhere because these are memories of us together. Memories make me who I am today. And I'm going to change my profile picture that includes you to include just me, just for a while. I think that part's important. But I actually interviewed a lot of singles in my circle that have gone through, they've been serial monogamous. So they've gone through several long-term relationships and they all said the same thing. No cutoff. You want to maintain a relationship with that person, but you also don't necessarily want to friend or keep them as a friend on social media, especially right after the breakup. And as far as photographs go, they chose to keep a couple, but for the most part, they took those pictures off of social media. It doesn't mean you need to delete them. You could put them in a folder and you could save them on your hard drive when you choose to, you know, look through those or create an album of past memories. But I thought about that. Like, if you're single and you're looking at somebody's social media page and it's a bunch of pictures of them and their ex, isn't that a little weird? That feels a little weird to me.
Yeah.
Are you with me? Are you checked out?
No, that is weird. I mean, again, that's what I'm like, what are you holding on to is the question that I'm asking.
Right.
Cause it's unclear, right? Nostalgia is very powerful.
It is. I never did a breakup box. You know that song by Beyonce, everything in a box, move it to the left, something like that. No. But it's a breakup song.
Everything you own in a box to the left.
Box to the left.
In the closet. Dun, dun, that's my dun, stuff. Dun, yes, dun, if I bought dun, it. Please dun, don't dun, touch dun, it. Dun. Yeah.
Yeah. So I never had a breakup box, but that's a little bit what social media feels like, is you kind of have to have a breakup box. You got to clean out your account a little bit. But it's a box. It's a box of memories. And maybe we hold on to those memories for a while.
Although I think in the case of that song, it's more like his shit that she just wants him to get rid of. Like, get this out of my house.
I'm going to burn this box. Yeah. I'm going to light this mother up. Yeah. I never had one of those. Did you ever want any of those breakups? You lived a little bit longer than I did.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I got bad breakup. I'm really bad at breaking up with people. Let's put it that way.
It's a really good thing you've been with your wife then for the last 18 years.
Yeah.
The world thanks you for that.
I told you about the girl who broke up with me and I tried to convince her she was wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, you're wrong.
My favorite part is when you met Rebecca and then you like reach back out to her 2 years later and she's probably like pregnant and with her husband. No. You're like, I just want to let you know we're never going to get back together again. She's like, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks
I already
for telling
knew that,
me.
But no, it was like, it was like, I think it was like 4 years later.
Yeah. You were holding a candle.
No,
you
I was just young and dumb. And yeah, I was just young and dumb, basically.
So in this day and age, would you have like continued to have her as your profile picture on social media for those 4 years that you were not dating her?
What is that question?
I don't know. I thought it was so funny. I'm losing it. I need food. Maybe I have low blood sugar. I hope Jason keeps this in.
Are you with me? Am I losing you? Are you with me?
No, I'm with you.
Okay. You know what is true about that though? That sorry. Can you come back to Earth for a second?
Okay, hold on.
No, but I actually think this is really interesting because we're talking to people right now that I don't necessarily understand. I never dated in the social media age. Social media came after I got married. And so I don't know anything about what it means to do this on a college campus or in my 20s or in a network of friends. Like, it's just literally the way that I talk to other adults that happen to be on the same soccer team or happen to have kids in the same school or happen to have, or I happen to have gone to high school with 25 years ago.
Maybe we should ask that. That would be actually really interesting as our listeners. What has been a good technique that you have seen for breaking up, and what's been an awful technique? And sometimes I don't know about you, but I've seen other people break up in my world, in my sphere, and I'm like, ooh, that is harsh. That is a tough breakup. Or it's been really gradual where you don't really notice it. Like maybe they just stop using social media. That's probably the best version right there. You don't do anything about it. You just stop using social media. You take a cleanse.
Yeah.
That, you know what? That might be my solution. Just get off social media altogether.
Yeah, just get in your truck and go for a long drive.
Just haul, put your dog in your truck, put your trailer on your truck and go for a long drive.
Hey, do you know what happens when you play a country song backwards?
No.
You get your truck back, your dog back, and your wife back.
Let's end on that. That's okay. A mic drop.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. I've said it a lot, and I want to continue to let you know that we are very excited to host you for our marriage workshop in Seattle, Washington on June 8th and 9th. It's a Saturday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. and a Sunday from 9 until 3. In our marriage workshop, first of all, you get to hang out with Zach and myself, but we are going to be giving you all of our tidbits, all of the research, all of the tools when it comes to deepening your intimacy, having amazing conversation with your partner, managing conflict, and how to plan for the future so that your relationship doesn't grow stale. If you want to register for this workshop, go to marriagetherapyradio.com and click on the tab that says workshops. I just want to give you a heads up though. We have a smaller venue. We wanted this workshop to be more intimate, so we are limiting the number to 15 couples. We already have a bunch of people signed up, and I want to make sure that if you're interested, June 8th and 9th is a beautiful time to visit Seattle. If you've never been, now is the time to register. We hope to see you there. Thanks so much for putting your time and your energy into making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.